CBSI and the world, I'm John Batchelor. New York City, recovering from the pandemic. New York City on the eve of what we're told is a recession. New York City and the five boroughs. How's it doing? I welcome my colleague, Harry Siegel. He is a senior editor at The City, an online journal, as well as a columnist at the New York Daily News. Harry's been my guide on all the boroughs for years. Right now, we're focusing on the recovery, not from the unemployment number, which has dramatically changed since the depths of the pandemic. 5.3%, according to The City now. The national average is 3.4. It's moving in the right direction. But subway ridership, that's the way to measure the health of the boroughs and especially of Manhattan. Harry, I can recall during the pandemic, we had dangerous subways. People who were down there were in desperate shape, and there was no traffic whatsoever. In the recovery from the pandemic, there have been alarming incidents of people being pushed by mentally ill people on the subway. Right now, the ridership is trying to return to itself. How's it doing according to your measure? Good evening to you.
Hey, good evening, John. So, look, things got really bad. The city that never sleeps shut down. And in fact, the trains closed at night from 1 to 5 every day. The order Governor Andrew Cuomo, governor at the time, for quote-unquote cleaning, but really to clear street homeless and mentally ill people out of the system. Not so much as their numbers increased, but as the other ridership shrank, their presence became more and more dramatic. So the trains are open 24 hours again. Ridership has been going up, but the city, the news site I work at, has how's New York doing series of indicators. And this is showing, you know, in April of 2020, before things started shutting down here, 32.4 million riders. That was the average for 2019. Last week, there were 13.3 million. So that is by no means an empty system, but it is a... It's one with a lot more seats most days, let's put it that way, and especially Mondays and Fridays when even people are going to offices are tending not to come in still.
We have especially attention in the charts from the city, shares of 2019 weekly average. And these are places where I used to ride the subway for 50 years. The Times Square Port Authority, only 36% of the 2019. Grand Central, only 33%. I mean, that was the crossroads of the galaxy, Grand Central. Union Square, only 33%. These are sharp fall-offs. And the explanation for this? It's the office, Harry. Those office buildings are not full in any fashion, and it doesn't look like they're headed in that direction. The mayor has spoken, Mayor Adams has spoken about how people need to return to the office. I believe the governor has spoken as well. But they're not being listened to, or is this a new day, Harry, or is this still recovery? Can we tell?
I mean, that is the $64 billion question, John. I really am coming to the sense that it's a new day. Castle Industries, that tracks key swipes, right, shows that there are more people returning to offices here. We're at 46% of where things were in March of 2019. Compared to other cities, that's not terrible. LA's at 47%, San Francisco's at 42%. But John, New York depends a lot on its offices, on its real estate, and those buildings, and the people who go into work, and they haven't come back. Even as we're now finally, maybe one good month from recovering all the jobs that were lost during the pandemic, and as tourism is nearly back to where it was before the pandemic. What's missing is people going into their offices and consequently having to be in the city to have a reasonable commute and those sorts of things. And if that doesn't recover or demand is half what it was, say, that's going to mean some really fundamental changes to the city, to how much money there is here. And all that federal aid we got during the pandemic papered over a lot of those issues. Who lives here and how the place functions? And I don't know where things go, but I'm fairly confident that in terms of office occupancy, we are not returning ever to where we were. And the no amount of pleas from the governor, the mayor, or real estate executives, who, of course, are the only sector where people are back to work at the same, in the office, at the same rate they were before the pandemic. Because, you know, it's get to work or get fired. Some of the Wall Street places have tried doing that and then backed off. As workers have said, well, you know, find another job in that case. It's hard. Commuting is hard. Being in an office all day is hard. And having had this exceptional experiment and break from that, I don't think that comes back. And that's going to change the shape and the economics of New York City.
Security. That would very much influence decision making on the basis of do I go to the office or not. There were tragic incidents in 2022. But I've not seen in reporting in your paper, the New York Daily News, the same scale of threat in the most heavily trafficked parts of the city. This would be center of Manhattan, center of Brooklyn. Now, that's anecdote on my part. Is that, does that hold up to the statistics, Harry, that violent crime in the areas where you need the most foot traffic is not up?
The statistics seem to show New York turning a corner, but it's sort of a fake corner, John. The corner is going after the Floyd protests, after the shutdown, and now using 2022 as the baseline year. And so far, 2023, in terms of serious and violent crime, is a little better than 2022 with a ton of overtime. The city's on pace to spend a record on overtime in this fiscal year, including 2020, the year of the George Floyd protests, which demanded massive overtime. We can afford this because the state has been putting in some money, but that's not going to last either. And it's not clear what the baseline should be for public safety, but I don't think New Yorkers think that it was reset last year. And if we're down a tiny bit from that, that that's good enough. At the same time, numerically, things are going in the right direction. And tonally, for what it's worth, the tabloids and the local evening news seems to have shifted away from those stories, at least for the time being. And my sense, I'd have to look at the polling, is that New Yorkers are feeling not safe, but a little safer than they were, say, 2 years ago.
Is there a demographic that's significant, Harry? My children are millennials. Yours are Gen Z or even a younger generation. Are those the generations that are filling the streets, especially in Manhattan, where my 50 years I spent entirely on the island?
There's a lot of that, John. Like the itch for young people to go out, be around each other, to gather and congregate is strong. And that hasn't gone away. Tourism, as I said, hasn't gone away. But few of us feel like a sincere itch the same way. I've got to be in an office. Maybe some of us with young kids or bad marriages or whatever else. But for the most part, that's something people do as a function of employment, not out of a profound desire. So you are seeing those sorts of shifts. When I'm taking the F train, I'll see the train fill up with young people and then empty out when it gets to Delancey. And they're all getting out and they seem happy about it, but it's a very different travel shift demographically and in terms of why people are traveling than I'd seen before the pandemic, for instance.
Final metric then, 30 seconds. Your city online, do you traffic, do you see young people coming on the site for entertainment, for places to go to? Because that would be an indication of growth.
Because we're a nonprofit news organization, where we get a lot of that is in our newsletter. And you can sign up for that if you go to thecity.nyc. And you can search for How's New York City Doing There as well. But it is wonderful to see people out again. It's been really important for performers and musicians who are part of the lifeblood of the city, right, to have that happening again. And that's one hopeful sign among many that maybe we're going to find our way back.
To quote Mayor Koch once upon a time, how am I doing? Harry Siegel of The City and New York Daily News. I'm John Nash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.